Book 8, The Book of Death, Canto 3, Death in the Forest, 561 to 562. Now it was here in this great golden dawn, by her still sleeping husband lain, she gazed into her past as one about to die looks back upon the sunlit field of life where he too ran and sported with the rest, lifting his head above the huge dark stream into whose depths he must forever plunge. All she had been and done, she lived again, the whole year in a swift and eddying race of memory swept through her and fled away into the irrecoverable past. Then silently she rose and, service done, bowed down to the great goddess simply carved by Satyavan upon a forest stone. What prayer she breathed her soul, and Durga knew. Perhaps she felt in the dim forest huge the infinite mother watching over her child. Perhaps the shrouded voice spoke some still word. At last she came to the pale mother queen. She spoke but with guarded lips and tranquil face, lest some stray word or some betraying look should let pass into the mother's unknowing breast, slaying all happiness and need to live, a dire foreknowledge of the grief to come. Only the needed utterance passage found. All else she pressed back into her anguished heart and forced upon her speech an outward peace. One year that I have lived with Satyavan here on the emerald edge of the vast woods, in the iron ring of the enormous peaks, under the blue rifts of the forest sky, I have not gone into the silences of this great woodland that enringed my thoughts with mystery, nor in its green miracles wandered, but this small clearing was my world. Now has a strong desire seized all my heart to go with Satyavan, holding his hand, into the life that he has loved and touched. Herbs he has trod and know the forest flowers and hear at ease the birds and scurrying lives that starts and ceases, rich forestal of boughs and all the mystic whispering of the woods. Release me now and let my heart have rest. She answered, "Do as thy wise mind desires. O calm child, sovereign with the eyes that rule, I hold thee for a strong goddess who has come pitying our barren days. So doest thou, sir. Even as a slave might, yet art thou beyond all that thou doest. All our minds conceive like the strong sun that serves the earth from above. Then the doomed husband and the woman who knew went with linked hands into that solemn world where beauty and grandeur and unspoken dream, where nature's mystic silence could be felt, communing with the secrecy of God. Beside her, Satyavan walked full of joy because she moved with him through the green haunts. He showed her all the forest's richest flowers, innumerable of every order and hue, and soft, thick, clinging creepers of red and green, and strange, rich, plumaged birds. To every cry that haunted sweetly, distant boughs replied with the shrill singer's name more sweetly called.